Greece is a major landing spot for refugees, but today we want to talk about the male refugee population. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. See, male refugees are often looked upon with suspicion, and we're asking, how can Christians respond? And then stay tuned to learn more about a unique resource that will remind you to pray for the deaf. We're offering you these stories for different perspective, so stay with us for the next couple of minutes. We'll start out today in Greece, where there's an island housing 2,500 individuals from one of the most distrusted groups on the planet. That's young, single, refugee men. Dale Dealman of Tent Schools International says a humanitarian group on that island has asked them to help bring a vital gift to these men. Purpose.
Their biggest concern is radicalization, that these young men may be picked up and recruited by terrorist organizations. Because they have no hope, they'd have no sense of a future, and if someone can use them, if they have a cause, they'll go for it.
Dealman recognizes that all too often we accept a line of thinking about a person that just causes us to mistrust them. In this case, our fear only makes the problem worse. So we should act. And that's why Tent Schools is working to set up job training opportunities that can actually provide work for these young men on and off the island. Dealman says it's about stepping out in compassion and being the hands and feet of Jesus.
This is a key frontline battle area that we need to be engaged in as organizations, as people who are concerned about the future of these young men.
And you've heard of the Mother Goose rhyme that goes, "This is the house that Jack built." It goes on to detail a community process that links to other things and people and then circles back to the now standing house. You could say that's what's happening on the Navajo Reservation in Kirtland, New Mexico. World Gospel Mission's Bill Booker says it started with this.
There's a lot of depression, a lot of addictions, and really a lot of hopelessness. And when you introduce the concepts of the gospel and of hope and a purpose in their life, it really seems to help turn that tide.
So the need for a community center became obvious as an after-school Bible club outgrew two meeting places.
The project is going to be building a larger multi-purpose ministry center to not only handle the need for all the kids coming, but then also have it as an outreach for the entire community.
And right now, an auxiliary group is helping to raise the $40,000 needed to get that project off the ground. They're also looking for hands to help build this house.
We'll probably start work teams this summer, probably after June is what we're targeting, and it'll go all the way into 2018.
So if it sounds like something you want to work on, the links are in the story at missionnews.org. And finally, you've heard us talk about the Deaf Bible Society and the resources that they offer to promote deaf scripture engagement and advocacy. But Chantal Pagan, Deaf Bible Society's advocacy director, says they also want to motivate believers to advocate for the deaf, not just in our communities, but also before our Heavenly Father.
For any person who is willing to come alongside us and pray for the needs of the deaf community, you can text PRAY, P-R-A-Y, to 444-999. And every week, at the beginning of the week, starting Mondays, you'll receive updates on things that our team is praying for and that the community is praying for as well.
For example?
One of our most recent prayer requests was for deaf refugees. A few weeks ago, we also sent out a prayer text asking for our community to just be in prayer for a sign language Bible translation project that was happening in the UK.
Again, to start getting these prayer request texts from Deaf Bible Society, just text PRAY, that's P-R-A-Y, to 444-999. And then really, take a few moments each week to intercede in prayer for the deaf community around the world. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or podcast us through iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.